MacDonald Observatory was dedicated on May 5, 1939, and the original 82-inch telescope is still in use today, 82 years later. I'm Billy Henry, inviting you to help us celebrate this milestone and many more. Make a tax-deductible donation or give a subscription to Stardate Magazine or to our same-day podcast. Details at stardate.org. And thank you for your support. Stardate May 3rd. The giants of the solar system form a wide, skinny triangle with the moon in the wee hours of tomorrow. Jupiter, the largest planet, looks like a brilliant star to the left of the moon. And fainter Saturn, the second largest planet, is to the upper right of the moon. Today, Jupiter is 5 times farther from the sun than Earth is, with Saturn almost twice as far. But that probably hasn't always been the case. When the solar system was young, the planets may have moved much closer to the sun than back out again. That migration would have scattered the leftover building blocks of the planets, balls of ice and rock, kicking many of them out of the solar system. And a recent study suggested that Jupiter and Saturn could have kicked out another planet. Calculating what might have happened requires complicated models and lots of computer power. But astronomers can find support for the idea that planets move around by looking at other star systems. In fact, they've been tracking some planets known as hot Jupiters for years. They're giant planets like Jupiter, but they're so close to their stars that they orbit in just days, making them quite hot. It's likely that they were born farther out, then migrated inward. And long-term observations of several of them show that the planets continue to move closer to their stars. That shows that planets don't always stay where they were born. Sometimes they like to move around. We have sky-watching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the cosmos in Stardate Magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.